Hi there, and thanks for joining us. Two foodies on this week's episode, one with a new venture to help farmers sell to you directly, and the other who has just hired 80 people to serve a rapidly growing business. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
My next guest is someone who would be familiar to you if you like a good healthy salad on Princess Street, because his brand Rocketman's trading very successfully there and at farmers markets as well. But he has a new initiative that he wants to tell us all about. Rocketman Jack Crotty, how are you and welcome to Red Business.
Good, Jonathan. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
The people will be familiar with the brand that you've worked very hard to set up. I mean, how long has Rocketman been going?
Rocketman started 7 years ago. We're on Princess Street for about 5.5 of those 7 years.
Okay, and you do the farmers markets as well. Which came first? Was it the market?
Oh, farmers markets first, yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about that business. How has that become such a kind of an ingrained brand?
Jeez, I don't know. I mean, graft, I guess.
I mean, it's effectively healthy salads and good food, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the right time. We were probably 2 or 3 years before everyone started pushing healthy food on people, but we've never really overly pushed the healthy thing. It's more been about convenience food that isn't bad food, basically, was more of our message.
Yeah.
And then it just all kind of coincided when all of a sudden we were all wanting to eat healthy.
Yeah, I mean, look, donut hell happened after it opened and has passed since. So that means that you're probably pretty much on the money when it comes to consumer trends, aren't you?
Salad heaven lasts forever. I don't know.
We'll see how that goes. But tell me a little bit about Neighbor Food. What's that about?
Neighbor Food is it's basically an online platform that allows farmers sell directly to customers, farmers and producers. So I suppose if you're not familiar with eBay is a platform by which sellers sell to buyers, but eBay does not sell the stuff that's available on eBay. Neighbor Food is kind of the same thing, but for local producers and farmers.
Yes, but your carrots have begun mildly by the time you'd ordered them off eBay. So how does Neighbor Food work?
We basically initiate a local collection point in a particular community, and we nominate a host in that community. Our host contacts us and we pick a host who will manage that collection point. So you order at any stage during the week and then you arrive once a week to collect everything. And we kind of deal with moving around all of the orders and all of the payments so that it's seamless. So you order from any number in Cork, actually up to 33 producers. So you can order from 33 different producers and then arrive on the night and everything has been kind of concised down into your weekly shop, basically.
So it's effectively you're rocking up to collect the shopping at
yes.
that point.
Yeah.
When you mention 33 producers, what are they producing?
Well, you've got everything from bread, you know, dairy, veg, like quite a lot of veg, cheese, meat, and then anything much more specific like fermented drinks and different types of prepared foods, ready to eat meals. We even have like kindling and logs available on it because they're produced locally. So we're really trying to, anything that's made locally can be included on.
Now, why would farmers want to get involved in something like this? They have a model that is established that involves, if it's, let's take meat, for example, cow lives a very happy life to a certain point, then gets put onto the back of a lorry and sold. Off it goes to the factory and made into steaks. How does Neighbor Food intervene and change there?
Well, I think Neighbor Food responds to that in the same way, but with two different consequences. One, but the majority of small producers bear the brunt of poor margins. And
they're shockingly bad in terms of supermarkets.
Yeah, I don't think
they?
People realise that it can be 15 to 30% is kind of the usual figure that's kind of being used, particularly in raw foods like meats and veg and things like that. But not only that, but the customer is also waiting a long time to get something. So like the shelf life of things is kind of crazy. Like we have an organic producer who produces veg and leaves and things like that. People are amazed that it lasts for more than a week in the fridge.
Well, if I open a bag of salad, it seems to be dead within the hour.
Yeah, so the organic,
is that because it's spending a long time in transit from wherever it was grown until it gets to my house?
It would be treated, like sprayed inside the bag with certain chemicals that would make it last better once it's closed. So it lasts for quite a long, but as soon as you open it, then it dies, you know.
Yeah. So in the context of what you're talking about, it's great that farmers get a better margin, but can they still produce the stuff that I need when I want it. Because it sounds like it's a very seasonal business. You'll get potatoes only at a certain time of the year. Mm-hmm. You'll only get tomatoes in the summer and you'll only get strawberries in the summer. It's going to, the shelves of Neighbour Food will be fairly bare in October.
Will we allow imports for products that are not available in Ireland in terms of veg? So we wouldn't allow any imported meats or things like this because they're available all year in Ireland. So anything that is not available, avocados, tomatoes, these types of things, we have special importers who pick really quality, authentic produce that's, you know, farmed ethically, and they import that, and then we distribute that on Neighbour Food as well.
Look, as a consumer, and people who are listening to this, they're savvy, they're conscious of price more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Because it's all coming from locals, because the producers are getting paid more, and because it's fresher, this is going to cost me a fortune, I'd say, Jack, is it?
No, I mean, it is worth considering value, because a lot of times things are packaged in a way that appear very cheap in a supermarket, but they're really not. Like, we have an organic chicken that's for sale on Neighbour Food. And if you were to cook that chicken and weigh out the meat from it, it's 1.5 times better value than Marks and Spencer's are super value.
Okay,
well, we've done that test.
And what I mean, do they presume that the chicken is probably priced individually? But like, how much would the chicken cost? Because you can walk into a supermarket and pick up a chicken, not sure how much of a life the poor chicken had, but you get one for a fiver. I mean, is it going to be infinitely more than that?
Yeah. Well, the problem is those chickens for a fiver have been killed after like 21 days. So we don't really look on supermarkets to try and price battle. We look on what's real. And what's real is that a chicken should not be left to live for 21 days. It should be left to live for up to 50 days. So what happens is our chickens are way bigger. Mm. So if you buy pieces, you can buy chicken wings on Neighbour Food for, I think, €3, and there's 6 wings and they're double the size of other wings. You know, like, that's incredible value. But if you want to buy the whole chicken in one go, it's about €19, but it's 2.7, 2.8 kilos. The chicken for €5 in a shop is about 800 grams. So it's about looking at it in terms of value that way. And
The other thing, of course, is plastic. How are you on plastic?
I would say we're probably the best on plastic if you were to look at us against other retailers, because there's no merchandising happens physically with Neighbour Food because it's already sold. The merchandising happens online. So all the veg comes loose. Okay, the meat has to be vac-packed in plastic because that's an EHO regulation. But hopefully that'll get changed soon where they can figure out other compostable types of packaging. But for the most part, everything you get in Neighbour Food comes either loose, in a jar, or in a brown bag.
Look, I really like the concept. It's a good idea. Where it's slightly falling down for me is that I have to get into my car and drive to the pickup point to collect everything. Mm-hmm. Have you plans to move it online? Because if you listen to like podcasts are a great way of finding out what's happening in Americans' lives, and they always have this kind of product idea, but it gets delivered to you at a time that suits you. Is that something you're thinking about?
We already have delivery functionality. It's available. People order. Last night I did a delivery run and it's not picked up actually that much.
Really? So people are still keen to come and visit you. And where are the pickup points, by the way?
The pickup point for Cork City is on Barrack Street and there's parking available there.
Okay.
The pickup point for Douglas is in On the Pig's Back, and the pickup point for Watergrass Hill is in O'Mani's Bar on Watergrass Hill.
Okay,
sorry,
in the bar.
I should say Douglas is on the Pig's Back and Cork is the Apple Market building on Barrack Street. In the bar, yeah, the way that this works is that a Neighbour Food collection lasts for 2 hours. So we use it as a way to activate an empty space. So it could be a bar, it could be a community centre, a community hall, a church, a school, another business like Red FM could be a host.
Oh, I wouldn't leave any food here to be gone by the time someone pick it up.
Very poor.
Jack, I mean, look, you're hoping this is going to go from strength to strength. Have you ambitious plans for this? I mean, do you want to see this? Is it the idea you want to see spread, or do you want the business to spread?
I mean, it is an idea for sure, but the business needs to work out as well. So growing it organically is important. It's about trying to spread the new way of shopping kind of calmly and slowly so that people can get their head around it. Because once people start using it and engaging, it does become a community thing. You know, you order online, you come, you collect your box, and every now and again, there's different events and you can meet the different producers and stuff. So people are really winning over to it. I would say that from the point of view of like a national expansion, we are very much expanding nationally. We're launching in Dublin at the end of May, and we have about maybe 3 sites that will be up by then, which are scattered around the country. I see this as a rural implementation rather than an urban one. I think that it'll work well in urban environments, but what'll be really exciting about it is that it'll bring farmers market kind of quality food to a smaller population.
Okay, and obviously the farmers benefit as well because they get to sell directly as opposed to growing through third parties who take a fairly sizable chunk out of their profit.
Sure, yeah.
The website, if people want to look it up?
Neighbourfood.ie.
Okay, well, I look forward, for one, to visiting my local pub to pick it up in the future when it does spread out. But for now, neighbourfood.ie. Jack Crotty, Rocketman/Neighbourfoodman. Thank you very much for joining us in Red Business.
Cheers. Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
Now, my next guest has just opened the doors to a brand new location at St. Patrick's Woolen Mills in Douglas, less than a year after the ribbon was cut at their second location in Eden Hall, which means they must be doing something right at Foodie and More. Song Yi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about Foodie and More. What does it do and who are you trying to get through your doors?
Great. The Foodie More, it is global cuisine. We offer a wide range of the food, which is Asian street food, Chinese, and the Italian food, European food, right? It's offered for the range of one go, one order. Can avoid a lot of the taste of the family.
So, in other words, what you're trying to do is you've got a one-stop shop for all of these types of foodstuffs.
Exactly.
That you go, you get everything you need. From your accent, I'm presuming that people are going to pick up that you're not from Cork originally. So, where are you from?
Myself is from China.
At what part?
I'm from the Shanghai.
Okay, and how did you end up in Cork?
Yeah, I come in here for a study, and after college, I started my own business.
So what did you study in college? I'm presuming you're going to tell me you studied business, did you?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So something went right in Cubs that you saw an opportunity. So what was that unique selling point? What did you think you could bring to your business?
Great, yeah. We started in this business since 2017. We've done a lot of research on this project. Basically now, right, what we do is we want to bring in the healthy, faster food. That's the demand what is the people looking for at the moment,
yeah, because
in the market.
I'm not going to disparage any particular restaurant here, but our vision of Chinese food was always a little skewed as to what Chinese food actually was, because when I went to China, I was realising it's a very different concept that we have. Are you looking to reset that a little bit with more traditional Chinese food, but stuff that Irish people would eat?
Yeah, actually, we have a strong chef background who working on those parts. We are partner with the nutritionist Lucy Helen, and partner with the Kilbrack organic farmer, Bubba Brother organic wine, to bring in fresh organic ingredient to the food to make the best quality out of the food.
Okay, so in other words, quality is huge for you, and you have a big centre in the Marina Commercial Park, don't you? How many people do you have in there?
We currently hiring 80 employees for our 3 stores.
Okay, so you've got a lot. So what happens in the marina then that feeds out to the stores? Do they do a lot of the food preparation then on the marina side?
Yeah, we prepare the food from the scratch in marina and deliver it to our branding stores.
So how do Irish people react to like the street food idea? That really took off in the last couple of years. This kind of classical Chinese food as well, classical Italian dishes. Is it the case that, you know, we have a much wider palate now, that we are willing to try things, so that when somebody comes into Foodie and More, something that they might have turned their nose up at and ignored 20 years ago, they were now willing to try? Are we more adventurous?
Sure. As we can see, the taste of people now, it has changed. People like to try new things at the moment. And that what we do, it is we renew all our menus. We bring in the seasonal vegetables and the taste to provide the best taste for our customers.
And in Douglas, you get to sit in as well. It's a dine-in restaurant, isn't it?
Yes, it is a dine-in restaurant.
And how much of a change has that been for you, for what was traditionally a retail outlet? You've now migrated to restaurant. Did you always see yourself as a restaurateur?
Yeah, like one part we are a restaurant. The other part we actually own nine as well. We have our own app that like our own delivery team that like deliver the quality food from our own cooking to our customers.
Okay, so in other words, you have that direct access. Can I point out, Song, that it's clear that you've been in Cork for a while because the word like has crept into your English an awful lot.
Well, I'm in Cork over 10 years. Where I'm starting my business since when I were in college.
And so the store is open now in St. Patrick's Woolen Mills. There's also Eden Hall on the Model Farm Road. What's next?
Yeah, we're going to move on to Northside in end of 2019.
Okay, so in other words, you'll have a Northside outlet as well before the end of the year. Well, we can wish you the very best of luck. Foodie and More. Is there a website people can visit?
Yeah, which is foodieandmore.ie.
And that's foodieandmore.ie. Song Yi, we wish you the very best luck in not only improving your Cork accent as you go on, but with your business as well that has already created 80 jobs. Thank you so much for joining us on Red Business.
Thank you.
My thanks to all my guests. Don't forget to check out all the other great podcasts from Red FM on redextra.ie. If you want to get involved in Red Business, then email redbusiness@redfm.ie. Niamh Hennessy produced, and we'll catch you on the next one.